Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcast, Circlecraft Studies, Nature Folk, and Nature Magic. In tonight's encore from Nature Magic, originally aired in 2016, Selena discussed the Goddess of Light origins of St. Lucia, Lucy, Lucina, exploring other ways that pagan Yuletide lore, symbols, and customs are part of contemporary celebrations of her feast day of December 13th and Christmastime Yuletide in Sweden and Scandinavian communities around the world.
Good evening. Welcome to Nature Folk. This is Selena Fox, and Nature Folk and the podcast that follows, Circle Talk, are produced by Circle Sanctuary. And we give thanks to all of those who are involved with Circle's internet radio, David and Jeanette Ewing and Deborah Rose. And we give thanks to the Pagans Tonight Radio Network, and Witch School International. Tonight, we celebrate Santa Lucia's Day, Lucina's Day, Lucy's Day, and evening. We take a look at the Swedish solstice magic of St. Lucia's Day. I invite you to settle in for an hour of exploring myth and legend, magic and mystery, pagan and Christian, roots of solstice and Christmas traditions, old and new, in Sweden and in places around the world with Swedish and Scandinavian influences. To begin, I invite you to journey with me on this longest night. Find a comfortable place to sit, relax, and take an inner journey. We are in Sweden, and it is a long, long night. We are moving into the depths of the winter time and the official start of winter. The days are short, the shortest they are in the whole year, and the nights are the longest. Imagine that you are inside a homestead in a Swedish village. A fire is blazing in the hearth. And you journey off to sleep. And the morning of December 13th dawns, and you are awakened by a knock on your bedroom door. The door opens, and in comes a maiden dressed in white with a red sash, with a crown of greenery, with candles on her head. And in her hands, there is a tray. And on the tray, there is a plate. And on the plate, there are saffron buns. And also on the tray is a cup of hot coffee. The beauty of the rising sun, a breakfast being served in bed by a sun maiden, accompanied by a young boy also dressed in white, with pointed cap with 5 pointed stars on it, and a 5-pointed star on a wand in his hands, and also by the sun maiden is a gingerbread man creature. There also being present, accompanied by a gnome-like creature with a red cap and glowing, twinkling eyes. You awaken. It is Saint Lucia's Day in Sweden. And you are experiencing a scene that has happened over generations for several hundred years in various villages and towns and even large cities in Sweden. And as you shift from that scene to the here and now, recognizing that this tradition of greeting those in a household with saffron cakes, saffron buns, they're called lusikata, swirls with raisins in them, and saffron, a color of the sun. This treat, and with some warm beverage, in more contemporary times, it's coffee. What a great way to start the day. And what is a sun maiden doing serving breakfast in bed on this Saint's Day? Well, Santa Lucia's Day, or Saint Lucy's Day, is a convergence of folk traditions, legends, lore, symbols that are rooted in the ancient pagan past, as well as medieval Christianity, up into more recent times. It's spiritual, it's multicultural, although this is a Swedish tradition, and it's secular as well. Some who do not have a young woman or older girl in a household, maybe living by oneself, have some additional ways of being able to celebrate. For indeed, on public television in Sweden, this tradition and some others connected with it are broadcast on television. So some may turn to a television screen, some may work with a mobile device or with one's computer. Some may use imagination, as we have just done, to welcome in the light in the time of longest night. Santa Lucia is a figure within Roman Catholicism that has a feast day. This is her feast day, and as with other Catholic saints, the feast day is said to be the day that she died, was martyred. Santa Lucia has a number of legends and lore connected with her. Some say that she was born around 284 or 285 of the Common Era to an aristocratic family in Syracuse from the island of Sicily, so part of Italian realms. And she had a mother and a father. The father died shortly after she was born, and her mother was not in good health. Her mother, who is Christian, needed a cure. So Lucy and her mother went off and prayed for a cure. And the mother was cured and came to live longer. Well, Lucia, also known as Lucy, made a vow to serve those in need. She wanted to be dedicated to a spiritual life because her family was Christian, according to some accounts of the tale. She wanted to go and serve in that spiritual path. Her mother had betrothed her to someone who wasn't Christian. And although Christian practice was permitted during that part of the time of the Roman Empire, in that part of the world, it was still not totally a free and accepting space. And when Lucia said that she refused to get married and instead wanted her dowry money given to the poor, and took action to have that happen, the groom-to-be got upset, ratted on her to the governor, who then decided to take action against her. The former fiancé made up some tales and talked about her helping Christians, and then the governor decided to go and attack her. to take her off to a brothel. However, when the people sent by the governor came to take her off to do that sex trafficking work, well, they couldn't move her. So then there is an attempt to try to burn her at the stake, but the fire wouldn't light. Then, according to some accounts, there were various other attempts to kill her until finally she was stabbed, according to one version of this, or beheaded, according to another version of this. Well, the upshot is she died and then became martyred. Now, another story was that she actually was martyred because she had brought food to Christians in the catacombs in Rome. And the reason she has lights on her head is because she needed both hands free to carry the food around. There's other tales about her, including an attempt to blind her as part of persecuting her. Sometimes it was by her own attempts to do this, and others saying she was being persecuted. But her eyesight was restored. All sorts of magic and miracles were connected with this maiden saint. What typically is not mentioned in the Catholic legends is that there's a Roman goddess named Lucina, the goddess of light. Lucina, Lucia, same Latin root word meaning light, light bringer. So many pagans who are celebrating St. Lucy's Day or Lucina's Day celebrate her not so much as a Christian saint, but recognizing that's one of her facets, but see her in her original form as a sun goddess, in particular a sun maiden goddess, a goddess bringing new life, hope, healing, renewal, a goddess also connected with childbirth. So, Santa Lucia and Lucina connected with ancient Italy. How did Sweden come to have this saint and this ancient Roman pagan goddess be part of Swedish traditions? The short answer is no one knows for certain. There certainly are a number of different theories, as well as more legends and lore. In my personal view of this, I see that Lucia, Lucina, Lucy, and there's also a being in old Swedish folklore, the Lucy, L-U-S-S-I rather than L-U-C-I-A, all converged to be this multicultural, international, interreligious, magical being known as Santa Lucia. Well, who's the Lucy? Well, on the night of December 13th, Lucinite, this being is a female enchantress, a wild witch who rides through the air with an entourage, including trolls and spirits of the dead. She rides through the night, and magic is afoot. Indeed, she is one of those magical pagan ancient beings connected with what is known as the Wild Hunt. So I invite you to take another Lucy journey with me. We return to Sweden, and this time we go into the fields of grain that has been harvested, and wheat. It is nighttime. It is December 13th. It's one of the longest nights of the year. We are in the harvested fields. There is snow around us. The stars glisten in the sky above us. And we hear a sound, a light swirling, coming closer, coming overhead, a glowing being accompanied by other glowing beings. You hear a strange howl, a cackle, a sound of magical laughter. It's the Lucy who is riding through the air, and as she comes overhead, her magical dust of light twinkles around and transforms the ground into a wheat field in the height of summer. Bounty around you, and the night grows still. You are surrounded by abundance. You have encountered the enchantress, the witch. And through the fields of the wheat, a goat appears. And it talks with you. I am the Yule Buck. I am the spirit of Yuletide. And other creatures, a horse comes up who speaks with you. Cows, geese, they all can speak, talking animals. And now appearing is the Yule Tomten. Short, gnome-like creatures who are here to join in this Yuletide celebration. You drink in the magic, you drink in the renewal. And as you return to the here and now, you carry with you this memory of pagan, mythic beings and magic. The Lucy and the Lucia, the Lucina, have converged now. December 13th. Why is that special? Before the present calendar was adopted, we were under the old Julian calendar. When was winter solstice, also known as midwinter? December 13th. When the calendar changed, got updated, Santa Lucia's night did not change, and thus continues on, a remnant of solstice timing past that is in the present. Santa Lucia sings, does good works, inspires, helps, nurtures. Her entourage typically consists of other young women, also dressed in white with a red sash. Instead of wearing a crown of candles, the women carry lighted candles. And often there are the young boys dressed in white with conical hats with five-pointed stars on them and wands atop, usually by a five-pointed star, but some variations are a six-pointed star. They are there to support Santa Lucia. Processions are aspects of the celebration over the last century. This tradition of Santa Lucia has been around for several hundred years in the form of the cakes and the warm beverages and serving breakfast in bed to those in the household, as well as processions, not only in Lutheran churches and other Christian churches, but today it's in workplaces, shopping malls, in schools. It actually has quite a secular dynamic to it as well. The tradition was starting to fade away in the late 1800s when it got some new life by someone who was involved in historical preservation, who made a point of encouraging multiple people to keep this tradition alive of Santa Lucia in Sweden. And indeed, it started growing, and in the 1940s, it not only was widespread across Sweden, but in 1944, Denmark adopted it. You will have other Scandinavian countries where Santa Lucia Day is celebrated with the Sun Maiden with the crown of candles. So you'll find Norway and even some areas such as Bosnia, and of course in Italy, there is the Catholic influence there, Croatia and Finland, and places where there are Swedish settlements or Scandinavian influences, including in the United States. You also have some Santa Lucia celebrations on December 13th. So there are several components to this tradition. And to look at the pagan magic connected with Lucia, as different people have been sharing the lore and the magic of this day and of this magical being, some give emphasis to the Catholic saint martyr and the story around that. But increasingly, people are really talking about her being a light bearer. And the festival is continuing to happen in many parts of the world and in cyberspace. And increasingly, people are mentioning this connection with longest nights and pagan midwinter, pagan Yule. Indeed, as we take a look at some of the symbology can see some pagan roots to some of the symbolism that had been given a Christian context. Some of the Christian symbolism that I've encountered in my study of this holiday over time, saying that the candles, the fire that's so essential to her celebration and observance, is really the attempt to burn her as part of martyrdom, an attempt that didn't work. And that the white that she wears is purity, and the red sash is the blood of martyrdom. Well, certainly those are some ways of framing those symbols within a Christian context. But those of us of pagan Swedish origins, and I want to celebrate my own Swedish ancestry that has both Christian and before that pagan roots. White, the color of winter snow, the color of bright light in a dark night, the color of starlight. The red has been a color associated with the sun. In fact, in a number of Scandinavian folk traditions, the gnomes, the Nissa, the Tomte, wore red conical hats. In fact, Santa Claus, who is clearly a multicultural, interreligious, magical being, really draws some of his symbology from some of the old Scandinavian pagan traditions connected with these nature spirits and land spirits. The glow of Lucia, well, she is light and she brings light. The crown, typically, that holds the candles has a wreath of lingonberry branches. These are evergreen, and they symbolize new life. So you have the Yuletide colors of white, red, and green, and some will use gold for white candles that are in the crown. So gold, another color associated with solstice and the sun. So Lucy, L-U-S-S-I, and Lucia, Lucy, L-U-C-Y, I do believe are convergences of an old being connected with winter solstice, a kind of Holda figure. Holda is a Germanic goddess of winter solstice, also known as Hola. And with the contact that ancient pagan peoples had with each other, even if they were from different places and different societies, the folklore and the symbolism made its way through trade, through contact. The Yule goat, which is part of Santa Lucia celebrations, commonly an ornament on Yule trees and Christmas trees, small goats made of straw, the straw representing abundance, and the goat having its roots as the Yule goat. And in some places in Sweden and elsewhere in Scandinavia, gifts were brought door to door, not by a being going down a chimney. Someone dressed up as a goat. What is this Yule goat about? And how does that bring magic to Santa Lucia. Well, in addition to being part of the symbolism for the whole Yuletide season, the Yule goat reminds us of the old pagan deities. In this case, it's Thor, who had a chariot drawn by two goats. So the Yule goat that sometimes appears in parades and events, along with Lucia and her entourage of star boys and other candle-holding maidens, is something quite ancient and definitely rooted in ancient pagan traditions. The idea of feasting, of being with family and friends, eating and drinking well, that's something that goes back to the old pagan times, and as Scandinavia became Christianized, continued to be part of the celebration of midwinter, of the coming of longer days and shorter nights, and continues to be part of not only pagan and Christian religious celebrations of Yuletide, but also secular ones. There are a number of different treats that are connected with the feasting. The gingerbread men, ginger beings. Yes, there's a cookie made of ginger, and there's also a kind of ginger snap biscuits, pepperkakor, which is a Swedish treat connected with Santa Lucia Day. And ginger is another magical spice that helps warm one during the cold winter nights. There's also a tradition of drinking warmed, spiced wine at this time, and as well as other types of warm beverages. And of course, the mead horn is something that has become a universal symbol of not only Yuletide and many traditions, but of good cheer, of abundance. So as we take a look at Santa Lucia Day, we can draw inspiration for creating our own kinds of celebrations of winter solstice time, regardless of our ethnicity, our cultural roots, our spiritual traditions, of our worldview. For Santa Lucia Day has a number of dimensions that really go across cultures and faith traditions. One is having fun. Clearly, the idea of pageantry, of bringing people together, of having a holiday time, something that's ancient and continuing to be in good stead, wherever we may be. The idea of the return of the light, while some Christian accounts of why Lucia is wearing that crown of candles links it either to helping persecuted Christians in old Rome, or is connected with attempts to martyr her. As I look at Lucia in that crown, I see her as being an embodiment of the sun, a sun goddess, Lucina, a goddess of sunlight, of longer days to come. I sometimes call Santa Lucia Lucy in the sky with candles. And she clearly is someone that's not only linked with earth, but with sky. One of the things that we have as part of our Yuletide celebrations is keeping this sun maiden and her lore, her symbolism, as a light bearer, as part of our Aung multicultural solstice gatherings, be it pageants and festivals, guided meditations, to actually have an embodiment of the sun represented by a young woman with a glow about her, glow in dress and glow in countenance. And in our Aung gatherings, we have actual crowns of light. Some people today, as has been the case for a number of years, have actually used real candles and lit candles. And you can do that if you have your Lucia character being someone who is able to walk carefully and slowly, and you use dripless candles to kind of minimize that issue. We have used the battery-operated Lucia crowns, and since we have our celebration from year to year, and Lucia is one of the characters that typically makes an appearance, we use a variety of greenery, usually imitation greenery, around the crown that keeps alive that idea of the green and eternal life, the renewal of the green time. We have her as part of our celebrations. We do some chants. We call on her. And sometimes she appears with an entourage, sometimes on her own. There is the Santa Lucia song that many people will sing. It's certainly something that is part of Christian celebrations of Santa Lucia. But what we typically do is use the Lucina chant that Ruth Barrett created years ago. I'd like to share with you a poem connected with her that I encountered today on a blog for somebody who is studying in Sweden. Night walks with a heavy step round yard and hearth. As the sun departs from earth, shadows are brooding. There in our dark house, walking with lit candles, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia. Santa Lucia, Lucy, Lucina, she who brings the light, that light can be a psychological light of hope, of joy, of peace, of love, of renewal. The light is visible light for following the solstice time. the days start getting longer once again. We celebrate the goddess of light. We celebrate Lucia. There are a variety of resources in print and in cyberspace where you can get additional information about Santa Lucia, her folklore, her symbolism. You can go to a video sector such as YouTube and type in Santa Lucia, and chances are you'll get some English short videos as well as some in Swedish. You can hear the Santa Lucia song, and you can get a variety of different snapshots of symbolism. Where is Lucia? What kinds of things are happening now? What has happened in the past? And you're likely to connect with more of her folklore. One of the things that I delighted in studying more about her folklore is a tale that she was in a magical boat. She was in the front of the boat, a beautiful maiden, all in white, glowing with mystical light. The boat had no oars. There's no crew to navigate. This magical boat came from her own power. She arrives at the shore and she hands out huge sacks of wheat. She's in Sweden and she is feeding people who are hungry. This is one account for how she came to get to Scandinavia. Now, another account is that Vikings who were making runs around the Mediterranean picked her up and her lore up in Italy and in Sicily. Others say that travelers brought her lore and legends to Sweden. My own personal theory is that long before Lucia came to be, that there already was an honoring of the return of the light in Sweden at the time of longest nights, and that the night being Lucy was already out and about weaving magic. And indeed, in that guided journey was based on folklore. It is said at midwinter night, on Santa Lucia's night or Lucia night, that farm animals talk, that all sorts of spirits are out and about. And it's said to be, in some, a real magical time. Magic is afoot. Some say more of a dangerous kind because not all the spirits are benevolent. So craft your own type of what solstice night you would like to see happen. Some of the traditions that are continuing on with Lucia in Sweden and in other places is to have every village, town would have a Lucia competition, and to be chosen as a Lucia, you needed to be a young woman or an older girl have a really good voice, have a good attitude, and be involved in good works. Those all vying to be the chosen Lucia would all be dressed in white with red sashes, and then the one who's chosen gets the crown of candles, and the rest become her entourage. In some villages, it gets rotated around. In some, sometimes the same person gets it from a year to year. And Sweden itself has picked a national Lucia. So those traditions have continued on and changed. More recently, there's been an attempt to update Lucia in the advertising realm, in the tradition realm, and actually broaden out the Lucia role so that young boys could also be a Lucia. There was some controversy when not only a young boy, but a young boy of color was depicted as a Lucia figure. And there was quite a bit of debate and commenting in the blogosphere with that depiction. What that says to many of us is, well, traditions grow and change, and they can help us see where we need to be more universal in our way of bringing in holiday cheer. So you'll find Lucia appearing in many ways and in many forms, and yes, including at pagan festivals. And whether you see Lucy as Christian, as pagan, as a combination, or neither, as a icon of solstice, past, present, and future, know that it is a time to celebrate the turning of the wheel and to really look at ways that we can draw from Yule traditions of old, of present, and creating our own Yule traditions for the future. For myself, I celebrate my Swedish ancestry as well as the coming of the light on Santa Lucia's Day each year. I celebrate solstice and what I call the Yuletide, as do many Swedish folk, for not only multiple days and nights, but multiple weeks. In fact, in Sweden, it's tradition to have the holiday season begin with Santa Lucia's Day on the 13th of December, going till January 13th, named for Saint Knut. And whether you choose to celebrate for a few days, one day and one night, or for a month or longer, know that good cheer is something that connects us with each other, regardless of our traditions. I invite you to continue your celebration of Yuletide in a variety of ways with Circle Sanctuary and with resources I have available on the Circle Sanctuary website, as well as in some of the social media places that I have. So you can go to www.circlesanctuary.org, and on our front page you will see celebrating the seasons, and I have an article about celebrating Yuletide which you can use to help you get some ideas for your own crafting of Yuletide celebrations. You also can access my entire Celebrating the Seasons at the Circle Sanctuary website under Teachings. Click on Winter Solstice, and it will take you to a whole host of videos, of podcasts, of articles, of handout sheets I've had at Yuletide workshops. I have a lot of information in my Celebrating Winter Solstice resource guide online. I will continue to be posting links and videos and podcasts and photos and information at my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. You can find me on Twitter. I also post some things there, Selena_Fox, and on Instagram. I have most of my Yuletide video, very short videos, a few seconds here and there, on Instagram, Selena Fox. So I wish you all happy holidays, good Yule, happy Santa Lucia's Day, yo, Saturnalia, happy solstice, joyous Noel, Merry Christmas, good Hogmanay, happy New Year, new calendar year, new solar year.
Network podcasts. presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.